try to make a kind of combination, somehow rather good. Otherwise, I think we got away to the beautiful sugya. I wanted to discuss a few matters with you about the sugya. But I haven't over yet. So, I have a few svarim. The Sivil Shalom is a beautiful sefer by the author of, the co-author of Orchel Shabbos. There's a whole Arichus Dvarim about Psik Resha, the beginning of the sefer. I wanted to share some of his wisdom with you. Jot down a few things. Number one, I made a mistake. I make many mistakes. There's another one. Yesterday I was lamenting the fact that this, what I told you, a Tosis in Yuma, we saw it on the board. Maybe, I think it did. It's not anywhere in Tosis and Shabbos. It's in Kresis, it's in Subis, it's in the... It is in Shabbos. I forgot. Mem Aleph Med Beis. Mem Aleph Med Beis. That's where it is. A long Tosis. There's two of them. The first long Tosis, where they called the Sugya in Yuma. And there's a little idea, the best way to find it is a little star of a Kivegan, about the 10th wide line approximately. This is it. It's only with the Rabbanon. And it's important to know this. I showed it to you from elsewhere. It's important to see it. It's an Am Sechter as well. And if you look in the Yom Kippur Vegas and Sosid Rashi, Kuf Chof Aleph Mabez Dilma Lefituma. Take a look. Kuf Chof Aleph Mabez. The Rashi is supposed to confirm this. He asks it against the Rashi elsewhere. Let's take a look. Towards the very bottom. There are three lines from the bottom. All below the sky. The Dovish and the sky of Yudah bid the Rabbanim. And the Mazik and Logazim. So Chiddush Nifla Venerim. The Rashi doesn't spell out that it's the Rabbanim in general. Or only on Shabbos. Tosis says is more understandable. He's presumably only talking about Shabbos. Why? Not on the left, it's not Shabbos. We saw that in Yuma, they spell it out more than they spell it out. And Rashi doesn't even say. This is Kaka Rabbanim. Hard to understand, but that's true, based on various other sources. But this is what it says over here in this Rashi, and I'll follow some things. Does anybody argue? Yes. Well, it's a whole series of Gedolim who are Rishonim, who argue. Say, no, Dabashem Miskavim, according to Abiyuda, is awesome in our Torah. He quotes the Chidushi Ramban in Shabbos, on the Ayin Hey. Ayin Hey, there's a sugya. We didn't really learn the sugya a little bit. Let's look at it right now. Just for a minute. On the Ayin Hey and Alf is where segregation is found. Take a look. Morris wants to know in the Tilas the Shama. But in case of Chilozim. Lord of Hashem of segregation, Yomus, Shani Hoka, the Kama, the Isla, the Shama, Tfei Nichalei. He had the litzel tzivik. Alright? So therefore you would not be chayv in this particular case. And in this context, the discussion of whether there's a chiyuv d'oraisa of a davar sheni b'gavim or not. And apparently Ramban and the Ran and the Chidushim are not daf say, as it's quoted over here, both seem to say that there is a din of psik resha, of Davish and Miskavim rather than the rights from the Yudah, even on Shabbos. Okay? So just letting you know, that was the first thing I saw in this beautiful Sefer, which I was not fully aware of before. Got the Torah in my mouth. I knew there were those who disagreed. I don't know who exactly. The Ramban and the Rani quotes over here, Shabbos of Ayin, Hey, Omer, Aleph, the Sugya of Chilos. Fine. Good. I mentioned Reb Chaim yesterday. I brought it in. We read it in the Sefer. Reb Chaim says that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Tosfos, that Davar Sheni B'Skavim is only with the Rabbanon, but Psik Resha, even Psik Resha Lo Nichalei, would be D'oraisa. Why? Because the reason why it's the Rabbanon is because Melechus Machshavos. Reb Chaim explained Melechus Machshavos to me. You have to know for sure, Vados. No Vados, on one side. No Isser. Unique thing by Shabbos. Oh, it's interesting. He quotes from Rabbi Kivager, in the Maroch, the Gush Rechidish, the Maroch Yud, and Kod Ches. This agrees with Reb Chaim. It's not. According to the Aruch of Segresha, the Lo Nichale is Mutter according to Reb Shimon, and even according to Reb Yehuda would only be used in the Rabbanim. He rejects Reb Chaim's Yisod, and the Siva Shalom wants to prove that Rabbi Kivek is right, from the Furish of Tosis and Sanhedrin, that Pehei, that this din is derived what we call the Kol Shkei from Misasek. Now, misasik means you just don't know what you're doing, really. If it's a matter of yediyah, dover shein miskaven is more chomer than misasik. Because dover misasik, you have no clue. Dover shein miskaven, you know it's a 50% chance that this may or may not happen. So it wouldn't be appropriate kolshken. He suggests, Tosfos and Sanhedrin learn that the pshat in Melechas Machshev is not a question of yediyah, but a question of kavanah. The question of Kavanah and the Oroch of Psyche is not a Mechame, then it should be true according to Reb Yud as well as according to Reb Shimon. But then he turns around and says, you know what? I found Beferish like Reb Chaim in Shuvah Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam. That's a pretty good source. It's quoted in the Shvi'is Shabbat at the beginning, he quotes a famous Shuvah. So he says, like Reb Chaim. Okay, so, you know, different opinions on different matters. Here's another Nakuda, which I raised in Nakuda already in Ashir yesterday and the day before. That according to the Aruch, in the Sugad of Kuf Lamed Gimel, it comes out that there is what we call a Chumrah, even the Halacha. Because as he assumed the Korban Asana had his mark, he assumes, and I wanted to maybe say, maybe there's a simple, little tiny mashmos. Tim, if you think I'm completely. You know, fabricating. Maybe I am guilty of fabrication. The Rach and the Oroch go together. It's a Talmud Rebbe relationship. So you always look for the Rach to try to find, you know, hints to the Oroch. Let's take a look at the Kuf Lamed Gimel for a minute. Let's assume we got the problem with the Rosh of the Korban Asana from yesterday. Maybe I'm reading too much in. Probably, because you know, when you want to see something, so you see it. But after looking at many times, and I'm just probably, as they say in America, I'm seeing things. It's not really there. The question was that the whole Gemara that the Aruch brought arrived from the Shalok Halacha, because the Gemara is over here on the Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, in the third wide line, Vabaye Alivad Rav Shimon, which means we may leave it Rav Shimon. So Rashi explains Meikara Mikamid the Sava Haibasar Mikamid the Sava before he heard from Rav Basar the Shalom Me Rav Savra. So before that Savra, he didn't know about it. He had a Psikresh L'Nichol. The psikresha was mother. What's going to do with boss? A whole shtickle Torah back and forth. The lek acher. So the poshup shot in this Gemara, as the Rosh said, shalok halacha b'chlal, halacha l'mayis, no difference. It's acher, no acher. It's all the same thing. But the Aruch, I didn't like the Korban Asana shot from yesterday. It was very difficult. The poshup has to be that the Aruch learns. That's what the Nesiv Shalom writes. This is the Choladeis. Rabbi, Lid Rav Shimon, it's true. It presumably is referring to why mentioning Abaye for? Abaye Rabbi Laragi. That's what that's what, so the Rashi said. Abaye means Abaye before he heard from Rav and Sava. If the Aram says no, it's in effect Abaye Barava, my boss. He's not limiting it to a case of only Abaye before he changed his mind. So if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, he doesn't say much, but just let's look together. Ba'abaye, Alibud Rav Shimon, this is Beferish. Kodem Shiyishim Erova, right? That Beferish like Rashi. Mod Rav Shimon, Segresh Lo Yomas, then Mukul Lebuk Rav Shimon, Loker, Rav Yudim Loker Rav Shimon, right? Rav Shimon Polinami, Rav Shimon holds, the Segresh is what? Is Mutter, so Rabbi held originally. Okay? So what do you need a pasuk for? What do you need a pasuk for? What are you doing? So he answered whatever he answered. So the question is, the Moses is at the very end. The Rach has a word. Uparkin the leka acher. The normal hamten that she yava acha v'yomo v'talnu v'yom hashmini shuaseh. So, trying to maybe find a little hint in the Rach, but I'm probably not there, that although the Gemara's question really is only initially according to Abai before he changed his mind, but the Maskanas of Gemara is the Kaladeus. That's what the Sinai Shalom writes according to the Aruch. And he therefore is a Kasha. The Aruch is not rejected. Shulchan Aruch quotes in Simon Shinchof Yudches, well, the Aruch says a Cholko will love. It's not an absolute rejection. How come in Hilchos Mila he doesn't quote the Chumra of the Aruch? You have Mila Bitzaras. Who does the Mila? According to the Aruch, who does the Mila? Who? Only an Ache. According to everybody else, anyone can do the Mila. It's no difference. No difference who does the Mila. It's no difference who doesn't. Thought of that kasha. Why is the Shulchan Aruch not said with Beirish? That since the Aruch was never completely rejected, so if there's a Mila Mitzaras, make sure the father doesn't do it. The Rambam did not mention it either. So the Shulchan Aruch, he wants to say, well, it's not so much, so he didn't go into details. Whoever heard about Mila Mitzaras, I never heard the case in my life, you have Taras. But the Rambam, who's writing when the Mashiach was in the Kamen, when writing when they had a base of Mikdash, and Taras was presumably something which was an act. How come he didn't mention it? He wants to say the Rambam passes against the Aruch. Or at least he doesn't hold like the Aruch beyond the Chashavs. The two possibilities we spoke about before. And he asked all my kashas in before. Yeah, how can there be riots such a Aruch only said it by Shabbos? Whatever, I try to get through it. See, yeah, everything's in the Sefer. Gemalda the Sefer. The last thing I want to call from the Sefer, I can't pull myself away from segregation. The last thing I want to call is the following. It's over to the Mishnah, to the Bir Halacha, if you don't mind, in Simen Shin Tez Zayin. We discuss this, what we call Sovet Segregation of Sha'ar. Pishos of the Ramah Thomas. Segregation, I don't care, I left them all.
How did Kivegu learn this from Aruch by Milo?
With the Kivegu who holds at the Aruch, that one I mentioned. No,
the point
that
the Yudah holds that it's the rice by Shayyid Skabin.
That's not Rabbi Kivek. That's the Ramban and the Ran say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Dovashen and the Skaven is also Midoraisa. So what's the Kasha? No, Tos Memalf Amalach. Oh, yeah, Rabbi Kivek is there, quoted a Rashi that agrees with Tos.
How do you learn this Gemara by Mila?
Take a look. You have a question? No, it's not Easter Shabbos over here. It's an Easter of. Then it's the rice.
Oh.
Now you're right. Rashi that he calls Kuf Chafal didn't say the daft only on Shabbos is the Rabbanim.
According to Pasek,
you need
a Pasek to get
Rabbi Yudah out of the situation. Right. Shabbos, the rice. Yeah, Zichah. And even Tosfos is no kash. The Tosfos is about Shabbos. Rashi is so same. You can interpret Rashi and Shabbos too. Otherwise, they'd really be in trouble. Looks like a little bit more the same. Take a look here in Shin Tez Zayin. I think it's Siv Gimel. Discusses this Taz. They're not sure are there or are there not any flies in the box. Here they are Taz. Let's take a look a little bit. It's page 252 of my print, line 4 on Bialocha. Here they are Taz, Chidish, Kan, Dava, Chodesh, Nim, Segregation, Vahu, the Shem, Techa, Dava, Sap, the Lon, and Ye, Osa, Yisir, Olo. Amina, Dava, Shem, and Miskav, and Mutra, and Shimon, Gom, the Greyras, Mita, Kisir, the Saps, of the Suffolk, who will be Osa, Chavitai, they are Greyra, Kimokainu, Hadin, Hera the Miskavelot in the age Isser Bahamaisa Shaosa, Wayne Miskavel Isser, Nami Mutam Shim, Lachain Mutam in Asateva, the Shema Ainbo Atos Vuvim. Even though it's a subject of the past. Lule Dvarv Hasvar the Hepech. The Maisa Yosa Bavare de Amaisa Hananila, Ach Suffolk who in the age can Isser, Dabranita. How is the Sega the Raisa? That's different by Skreira. The Sakhla Dover Acher, Haino Hacharitz on his bow, are they pull us all? Lakach Mutta Dover Shen in Miskam and the Emerson Shaloy Yas Acheritz. Future tense. Mashekha bin Yonela, the Savik of Al Etzim and Ila, past tense. Miesh was there, Maisa Tseda, Habikashar Sveka the Raisa. Rabbi Kivega suggests that way, Yorodea pays, I did this last year, by stoking coals under a pot which may contain Basa Bukhalov at the guy's house. Once they bring a riot, let's be straight. Well, the Chorei shall be right on that task, Tosis. brings the riot to the Aruch. Psik Reish Lo Nichalei Mutner from Sugal Lamed Gimel. Metak in Mone, Mishani, Lipta Nachila and Eskavan Mutner, I Psik Reisha, Ista Shanach Rita. Alma Kevin Lo Nichalei Bahai Tikun, Shari. How did Tosus knock it out? No. Tosus says, we saw the Tosus, the Russian, we saw yesterday, and Shabbos is the same thing. Oh, Ista Shanach Rita Shari, the Rav Shimon, Shema La Olam Lo Yet Sarach La Shnia. He's never going to run out. Vishtak at the low tinkin kli for lapsigratio. Kotabutasa. Why? Shemit Stark and the Gloy Milsa to the Kleovan. Atan the Shah. Hari Much the Gambis Suffolk and Meshala Pula Hazu. Gufa Isser. It's still called Edamaskavan the Rab Shimon. No, he says, we know the answer. Yes, Litchos. Shamak upon him toy adab in the Habo. Future. Future past, Shabosai. That's the whole distinction. Shemi Yitzarach Levi Yitikun Lamafreya Deyam Mi Anazet Olor Yitzal Levi Yitikun Dom Yitzas Like Rerus Kisim Yitzavso Savik Uim Yei Osa Charit in the future. Oh no, B'nyaneinu It's Savik L'Sholar. Yeah, that's a serious matter. Then he says V'zuvim Ein Nafkamina. The first word long Tocha B'lav Ochi Ein Alisa D'Rabbonon Ein Min Nitzud Sveka D'Rabbonon. So for us, it's going to be okay. It's not for me for a second, with the ministry. Ochre Matosi, the third part of our. Ryan, the Red Taz, the Ramban, the Lachamis, Perikira. Gabi Amecham, Shepino. Umaksha, Gemara, it's Al Gemara. Memal. Valom, Mitzare. Kamaram, Shimini, the Omar. Domish, in the Skavamut. Hikshiri, Shonim. Hamodi, I'm Shimim, Sigurisho. That's the long toast that we started talking about. Tirit, Ramban. Why? The Shema lo higia letziruf afal pishin is chamim harbe. Shamayim monav also. The Shema fun at starfa. There's a certain stage that the metal, when you use the word tempered, I think it's a good word, tempered. That's the treatment of the metal to make it better, stronger, whatever it may be. Not a metal worker here, but whatever it is. Rabosai, that point maybe hasn't reached yet with the cold water will temper it, or maybe it was tempered already. So it's a double suffix. It's a, could have been happened that it was tempered. Could be even this won't temper it. But since you don't know, so therefore it's mut. Haray, the gam bedover hatoli besubbed l'sha'omar, gam ken arminon, dovash and iskab and mutter, kedivri hataz. And don't tell me it's a svek sveka. Could be it was tempered, could be it's not up to being tempered. Why didn't you have shim? You have used motive as svek sveka. The kitzah, the taz is right. So I saw in the Nesiva Shalom, he says, well, not so fast. And the great people argue with the taz. These mean they all go against the Ramban. He makes the following suggestion, which I want to share with you. Look, you know, the classic case of Edim Eskave is a fellow takes a bench. And he drags it along the earth. Will it make a charitz? Will that make it or not? You know, if you hire specialists in the field and ask them to measure by some objective standard the hardness or softness of the ground. You with me? How hard or soft is the ground? Number one. Number two, they should measure not only the hardness of the storms of the ground, but also how strong is this guy? He's schlepping a bench, you know, how strong is it? And number three, the exact shape of the bench. The leg will go this shape. If you put all these three together and do full research on it, he claims you'll be able to predict with certainty if there will or not be a chutz. Now, I'm not an expert in these fields, but that's what he says. Memela, the question becomes, is a sovereign segregation of Shahava? The answer is, the Shahava means what he calls Das Bnei Adam. The average person is not going to launch a full scale investigation. How strong is the guy? What's the precise shape of the bench? And how soft or hard is the ground? Spend who knows how much time and money to figure this out. That's not called a sovereign of Shahava. No one knows these things. Sold to a bite series, a piece of metal. Yeah, you go to a, what's it called, a metal scientist, whatever you want to call it, he'll figure out exactly what stage. No one knows these things. Therefore, it's not considered Lashonah. That's a very good chiyah of this. Most of the chokhmah of the sage and the siva show. You with me so far? So a couple of very important things that he said. Now, we mentioned a shulta giborim yesterday, which I thought was an important yisod. That even if psik reisha is usur, if it happens in the delay, it's mutter. Now I wanted to show you, if you can give me a sefer called the Gur Aryeh. I hope it's here by the Maharal Miprat. We are very familiar, those of us who are Chumash and Rashi, I'll put the Gur Aryeh and Chumash. This is a classic, the classic sefer. What? I couldn't find it yesterday. I looked for Achronim on Shas. I couldn't find it.
Yeah, it's here.
It's a Bar Ilan?
Yeah.
Go back to the Bar Ilan. It'll be easier to find it.
It's
Watch
the
time.
The Bar Shei Tanakh.
No, not on Tanakh. I want it on Gemara.
Oh,
yeah. Tanakh. Yes, I looked for the. Not Chumash. I want. Kedusha Garay. Yeah. Kedusha Garay.
Kedusha
Garay. Yeah. Try that. See? You can get it. People think that the Rav Maral is probably some kind of an expert in Tanakh. It was a Gidu Kol HaTorah Kula. As a general principle, the Gedolei HaTanakh in our tradition, they're not Bible critics. The Gedolei HaTorah, they know everything. And yes, they also run into that. The best example is Rashi. The next best example is the Ramban. We think they give so much weight to their Perush and Chumash because they just have a Bible critics. We heard about Shas.
What does
everybody
think of the Ibn Ezra?
Ibn Ezra was an Adam Godot. We give a lot of credit to what he said, but not the same as Rashi and Ramban. Because he doesn't have a proof. Could be Ibn Shas 150 times better than all those put together. But we have no proof. Right? Look even in the more recent times. Yeah, the Netziv. Hamad Dover, they say, oh, the Netziv, he's critical of the others, and therefore every Yenta can say the same thing in Bizman. I said, are you kidding? We first master the Shultus Rebbe Chaygo with Perisha, and the Netziv then come and talk about Chumash. They're thinking that they're coming from Mamish, unbelievable. The Malbim, the big Pashma, first goes through Archus Achayim of the Malbim, just in those first, that he wrote in the first. 30 yards a month. He runs circles around all of us. And then you're going to talk about. It's very important. It's not from, not today's topic, but I mentioned it around me. Prague. It bothers me so much when people are saying all kinds of crazy things. They have no credentials. No. New Midrash. Craziness. And they hide behind the Ramban and the Tziv. And they're upset. Yeah. Now, I like Rav Hirsch, Rav Shamshman Fol Hirsch. He knew Kol HaTorah Kula. You read his Tshuvas. Even if you read his Pirush and Vayikra. He knows everything. He knows Kol HaShas backwards and forwards. And some guy, well, Rav Hirsch said it, so I can say it too. What are you kidding? It's so scary. Oh, is this a thing on the side?
Yeah, go? On the side, you can.
I'm a Gimel. I am Gimel. I am Gimel. Watch this. Look carefully. Hayvel ninatia dover shenem eskaven amutter. Lo haves epsik reisha. Why? Bemilsad lo nasem miyad. In a half line, the Maral Miprat said a chiddush niflo, which is not found in the other poskim. Other poskim disagree with this. It says when it comes to Natiya, it's not considered a psikresha. You know why? Because it's not Nasamiyad. That's exactly the same thing as the Shulta Givorim said. Now, the way to argue with the Maral, I mean, after all the godless Rami Prag was a Godel Hador, Mamish, Mamish. If you look in all the Svarim, they don't say this way. I mean, I've quoted my, I find these things, but if you look in the Svarim of today, they're not going to agree with this. They're going to say, based upon the Shulchan Aruch and the Mepharshim of the Shulchan Aruch, that you shouldn't be washing your hands if the water is going to come down and land on the grass. You must have learned this when you were in school. Why? Because even though it's not your kavan at all, it's a psikresha and it would be prohibited. That's the Easter of Zorea. Put them around me, Prague, it's not a problem because it doesn't happen right away. So my response, the way to argue with the Marami Prag and still maintain the Shulta Giborin, is that Zorea never happens right away. So Zorea never happens right away, so therefore the fact that it happens later is an irrelevancy compared to other Malachas, which do usually happen right away. In this case, it's not happening right away, then even those who argue with the Marami Prag can agree with the Zorea Shulta Giborin does. Okay, so just this, of course, as I told you, makes sense, this morale in the Shulta Giborim, if you consider Sikresha not to be a Mechava. It's called a Mechava, it's a different if it's now or later. Rather, I said it's called Chad Maisa. There's no Chad Maisa if it's later on. That's how I said Pshat Shulta Giborim. I want to share the Barami Prague as well. Yes, sir?
That case with the grass.
Yeah.
Why is it? It's not really.
Well, it depends. I guess
it's your field.
Huh?
It's your field or something.
It's your garden.
I mean, I'm not a gardener. I don't care about that lawn being a little bit nicer than I'm like. It's not like I'm watering plants to make,
Right. Okay. Maybe you're right. It's a base low nichole. But even if it's low nichole, we pass it against the yarach, which we said. So, low nichole, we assume, is prohibited. On a simple level. I just want to show the Rambam just that one line. It confirms what the Shulta Giborim. I'm suggesting a Kiddush. You can argue with the morale, except the Shulta Giborim, because it's really unique. Now I ask you to see a Gemara, which you probably wonder. We're not supposed to be learning Bishul right now, but it's the middle of Bishul. But there's a good reason for it. Ayin. Where is it? Ayin. Where is it? Ayin Dalet Beis. Haimad the shara sikhta leatuna chayim mishem bevasha pshika ma'o the tail of the shure monika machave kamash v'lod the mir parapi v'hadar komet. What does that mean? First it gets soft and then it gets hard. Rashi says the mir parapi ayde choma or v'amayim shebesofa yotzen uliacha sheyotzu v'em av komet v'skasha. So the fact, Bishul is a softening crust. You're interested in hardening it. So it's also why, because before it gets hard, it has to get soft. That's called Bishul. I'm asking you a shadow before you look at any source, I don't know if you saw the sources. Is this a Dama HaMiskamen that it gets soft? Or is it a Psik Ration that it gets soft? That's what I would say. I would say it's certainly a Psik Ration. You want it to be hard.
That's the Ramban.
So yes, some people saw the Bukhara that I'm driving at. Take a look, and you'll see, I think it's a machlokas between the Ramban and the Ritva on this Gemara.
It sort of sounds like the Ritva's not too
bad. Oh, well, let's first look
around. Ritva might say it too.
Ramban, or Ramban Shabbos. It's all just half a line, but you'll see that there's a difference in the nuance. Ramban says, here the top of Ramban. Ma'aratem Ashur Manuka, Machavein, Ripper up. Ay, Avodazor, by Bishul Akum, the Shur Manuka, Machavein. Shlom. Afa Gav Yim Machavein, the Shur Manuka, he wants to make it hard. Came on the Efshar. Elim Ken Rabbi Meikara, Gabi Shabbos Chayev. Why? The mode of Shimon Segresha below Yomus. I don't like the Rambam. Segresha. You don't want it to be sore, you want it to be hard, but not Shaykh. Only way you make it hard is get sore first. No alternative. Good. But if you look in the Ritva, on the same exact daf, he doesn't use the same expression. Ritva. Oh, wait. They have a good one? I think so, right?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Real Ritva. What happened? He doesn't say it's a psikresha. He calls you a mechamer. Why? The Rabban is right. Why is it mechamer? Why is it a psikresha? So perhaps the reason is as follows. Normally, what happens? I do action A, and it leads to B. B is either simultaneous or B is either thereafter. But what happens if B is a prerequisite for A? I want A, but B is a prerequisite for A. It has to come first. Perhaps the Ritva says it has to come first. Oh, it has to come first. That is a Dover Mechavid Mamish. That's not called Psikresha. That's what's the Dafka Mina? Arcane stuff. Who does this on Shabbos? Really crazy. Who's going to put something, a peg into the fire? It's going to get soft. It's going to get hot. Halacha Lamaisa, this comes up. Mamish. Just look right on top, you'll see. Just look up. Once again, I'm going. There is a halacha that psikresha, this is the klal, we have the Shabbos, it's all the klal of psikresha that we started talking about yesterday, klal ha-malachas. So, one of the rules of leniency, if you will, of psikresha is that we allow it to be done through a goy. Psikresha through a goy is what? That's the din. They allow that to go to psikresha. I'm not seeing it over here in this introduction to psikresha. I just want to show that from show that I'm not making things up out of the clear blue sky. We'll see what this is. Second, please. Here we go. Oh. Right over here. Question of doing certain things on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, which will leave fires to go on, fires to go off. Take a look at Reish Nun Gimel, Mishnah Brura, Sif Cotton. Sadi Tess. Give a look. Rachel Gimel is Bishul, it's Shia. Let's take a look there. Reish Nun Gimel. Sadi Tess. Page popped out over here. This is the south. About the sixth wide line of Mishnah Berurah. The Kamagon by Miral and Yehudi, that is Shuas to Les Bomaisa, Lamachamin and Kulehai, the Shari Af Ipsik Ration. Take it, remember, back onto the context. That's it's a gracious of Goy's book. I think we pass in that way. Allah doesn't disagree. I'm saying, look up. What else is going to look up? I don't know what else is going to look up. What's up? What's on top of you? What do you say?
Lights.
What kind of lights on top of you? Fluorescent light. Rabbi says, a fluorescent light a fire? Yes or no? Nope. Incandescent bulb is a fire match. That's Maver H. It's a Malacha
Darais. It's Maver H or is it official?
Maver H. Official too. Maver H is Maver H. Chaim Moses said you can make Abdullah on an incandescent bulb if it is clear, not frosted. I don't like the chalakos. Even if it's clear, there's still a glass in the way. But that's how Chaim Moses, he did it, but daft. Chaim Moses daft made Abdullah daft on a bulb to tell people there's a need to derive some electricity. Electricity, wow. Little thing in those days, how bad can it be? But derive. Okay, fine. This light on top of you, the fluorescent, it's a garnish. There's no fire there. But it's a problem. The problem is, in order for it to start, it requires a starter. Some of you may know that the old, you're not old enough to remember that. The old fluorescent lights, when you put the light, we go until actually it went on. That's how it was in those days. It took a while. You remember that? Now, if you ever see sometimes, you'll see a little spark. That spark is ish. But that's not that just comes for a second, like a starter of a car. And then when the car goes on the gas engine, here too it goes ish for a split second of spark, and then it goes on whatever it is. I don't know what kind of air is flowing through the fluorescent bulbs. Whatever it is, not a fire. Should we treat it as a psikresha? In which case, we could ask a guy on Shabbos, put on fluorescent light. Because the light itself is the Rabbanan. Talk about Shavuos is just about a mitzvah. That's not for nothing. To learn Torah, to do something. Shabbos, we're supposed to always be doing mitzvahs. Either we're eating is a mitzvah, we're learning is a mitzvah. Whatever you want, Shabbos is supposed to be a mitzvah. Fine, good. But what about the spark? The rice? If it's treated as a grasher of Osai, should be mutter. Let's go to Ramban. If you treat it as a what? As a mechaved mamish. Why? Because here the starter comes before the light. It's like the Ripper said, it came first. It's considered to be Mechav and Mamish. Then you're in trouble. Then you can't do it.
What about the LEDs,
man?
The next level, LEDs.
LEDs. LEDs. They have it, you see? They're now bulbs with LEDs?
Yeah.
They don't need a starter?
It's a regular bulb.
No. You got to find out if there's any spark. In other words, here's. If I wouldn't know, I would not even need a spark here, but that's what I'm told. You go on, maybe go on the internet. Maybe the modern fluorescent bulb don't have a starter anymore. Check. Then it comes like, there's no starter. This is the Rabbanan. My discussion doesn't exist.
Are incandescent bulbs?
It was fire mamish. Incandescent. That's a fire. It's mamish a fire. Right. So the rice, for sure. We assume.
But the starter's on which type of bulb?
Fluorescent.
But there's no fire
in the No, it's a star.
Yeah, but
stars
start.
Are spark.
No, it's not.
No?
No. It's mercury ballast.
Whoa. Well, then the whole discussion is moot. Okay. At one point in time, there was stars which had sparks. Everything's changed. I mean, that's why I took a look. You take a little longer now, take sure that. Again, bring me tomorrow on the internet, print out what it does, both for fluorescence, for LEDs. I don't know if I've heard of LED bulbs. I don't know what I mean. There's something called halogen bulb that I heard of.
Yeah. That should be fire mamish also.
That's fire mamish, yeah.
Much harder than a regular incandescent.
That's fine, okay. Thanks. Want to know? Good. Fine. So that takes care of this issue. Okay, we had so far, after we finished the Siva Shalom, we spoke about the issue of the Gurarye, the Shulta Gibor, that loved us. We had the Ramban and the Ritva, which seems to have a discussion as far as that's concerned. Let's discuss the following question. It starts with a question about grapefruits. Grapefruit. About who likes grapefruit? Raise your hand. Coming up soon, the winter season, grapefruits. Ah, this is called a grapefruit diet. You ever a grapefruit diet? Rubbish. That's what a grapefruit diet is. It's just a healthy thing for some people. Grapefruit. So we all love grapefruits. Now, Who in his life has ever eaten a grapefruit on Shabbos? Raise your hand. Now, the next question. How do you access the grapefruit? How do you peel the way? So what do you do? Nope, let's finish your sentence. What do you do? Cut it. You could peel it and just eat it like that with your hands. That's one way to eat grapefruit. One way. If you want to be a machmir, maybe you should do it that way. I don't know. But most of us take a knife and we cut the grapefruit. It's inevitable, moreover, Rabbi Osai, when you cut a grapefruit, some juice is going to come out. By definition, can't help it. It has to be. It has to be. The question then becomes, Gewalt, Schita. You squeezed out some juice. Said the Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa. I guess I can show it to you, right? How do I get that? You have Shmir Shabbos?
No, that's not, yeah.
This way?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I know what page it is. From the page 182. Memorize the number, the magic number is 90. Page Tzadi Beis in this edition, which is going to translate to 182. That's it. Thank you so much. Get it on the screen. Watch until you see it inside. Everyone should see it. Okay. He's spinning his wheels a little bit. All right. Yid. Come on. Oh. He teaches the lesson of patience from us. Patience is also an important virtue. Okay, we're getting places. Top of the page. Mutolach toch eshkolit. What's an eshkolit? Grapefruit. Okay. No, it's a schita. Okay. V'gam lo yechave davka lemit v'shoa shalokha. A little tacky here. On the bottom. Trade rabbonon, sikresha, etc. Question. Is it nichale or lo nichale? Is it nichale or lo nichale? I'm asking, what do you think? You have to go into this. It doesn't say beferish, is it nichale or nichale? What would you say? Lo nichale. That's what I would say. Question. I'd be honest now. You ever maybe drink some of that juice that comes out, you know, and wash it out of the garbage? It lands either lands in the fruit or it lands, fruit's less of a problem, it's tochocha, or lands on the plate. So some people, you know, say, yeah, wash that, throw it out. It's good grapefruit juice. You pay money for it. In Tim Salama, you would that make it a nichale or is it still a nichale? Let me explain the lungus over here.
It's only now that it's there.
Right. What would you rather have? Would you rather have everything in the grapefruit itself, what you're eating? Or would you rather have it on the plate? I would say I'd rather have it in the grapefruit. It's a bigger grapefruit. But the Yemen, it's already on the plate. No. Why not? Why throw it out? Take a look at Bosai in the Gemara Daf Kuf Chaf Mevayz, where I think this is discussed, Mamash Befeish. We saw the Gemara already a little bit yesterday. Remember, that's what we saw the Meiri, if you remember. What happened over? What's the case over here? You have a case of someone who is opening and closing a door, and there's a candle on, and this issue of segregation over here. So the question becomes, what kind of psikresha is it over here? Is it psikresha de nichale Was it? No. Well, it's the question the lo nichale. Let's discuss that right now. I asked you to the Rashi, but if you saw it. Rashba, this Gemara, Kuf Chof of the Beis, discusses precisely this. Watch this. Dibi Bala Hora, Shekhasab, the Lamalo, the Pirish, the Lomodir, I'm Shimon, the Situation, Lonichale, Gewalt. So why over here is an Usher? Lonichale. Okay, now we can remember Lonichale, Bahaki. Lomasani mi amidi. We can say it's lo nichale, no problem. Ina mi yeshli lomar. Bener shol shava v'chayote bo. The hocha lab mishum hochi osila. It's not going to be considered lo nichale. Ina mi. Why? Because you have in there. Bener shol shava. And whatever comes to the body, you'll be able to reclaim and use it a future time. That's considered to be nichle according to the inami. You'd rather have that shava not leak to the bottom, but stay on top and have the candle light longer. That's why I bought a long candle. Since post facto, now that it leaked off the candle to the ground, to the whatever receptacle, and you can reclaim it. And according to the inami, it's called nichale. According to the first opinion, Rashi, it's considered to be low nichale. It's a very serious question. Is it nichale? Is it no nichale? Not going to be for the grapefruit. According to the first day of the Rashi, low nichale. According to the second day of the Rashi, it seems it's nichale. 2 days. What I'm saying? It's nichale b'di'evet. In other words, you don't really want it. You want a different result. But once this result happens, you may as well enjoy the grapefruit juice or the wax. Adkan. So now, Rabosai, that we finished with these discussions, we come to something which we glossed over very quickly yesterday. In Tosis of Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, we read it a few times already. Let's go back to it one last time. Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabosai. Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. The quotes the Aruch. Says Tosis, the Aruch. Eino Nira. The first words out of Tosis' mouth into the Ve'eino Nira, about 10 lines into the Tosis, Lo Tzrichan Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Hamapis Mursa. Here's our segue into Bona. It's on the Makoros, the new Makoros. Mapis Murs Lahotim and Alecha Hoya Osir Ilavish and Tsar the Gufa Afa Pishan and then a cloud with Binyan Pesach, Venom the Scav and Cloud of Binyan Pesach, Elim the Kiva Bialma. Wait a minute. There's a problem. Psikresha usually means I'm doing A and it leads to B. There has to be a separable A and a B. Here, what? He's making a hole so that the pus will come out. That hole is the Pesach. Where's there an A and a B over here? A is the same as B. Where's A and B? This is Ezra B'Ki Vega. Exumus. The answer to this, I found in this beautiful sefer. I can't get enough of this segregation sugya. Called the Nesiv Chai. He asks his kasha. And he says the answer is found in the Rashba. The Rashba on our daf that we learned yesterday is bothered by our Gemara. The case of the person who milah b'tzaras, and what goes to psik ration. Rek the Rashba. T'mili. Everyone see? Ma de masi lahi de Rav Yoshe mai kroli davar shenim miskaven. Why is that miskaven? The miskaven ul tzitzo. There's no A and B. He's a moil. He's cutting off that part of the skin. El shein a miskaven the tire el alamul. Ain't the kari davar shenim miskaven. Ela malacha shein tzricha legufa, which doesn't exist by meal by shatzas on the shabbos. Holamod adavah dome lemechaber gachela shaleitz b'shus harabim dimiskaven lechabos v'lo machma shul tzarach legufa shel kibui. A kadesh lo yizoku barabim v'karina ba malacha shein tzricha legufa lo davah shein miskaven. Before she gemara men beis, we'll have to come back to that gemara later on. Important gemara, tremendous kash. Same kash against Tarsus. There's no A and B. Look at the answers. Bum. The ikat rachmana beferish shama benegat tarash lo tokutz. The Torah says the answer is gmaisa ksita. Okay, now you're right. Eli shama benegat tarash kotz rachmana koloma shlo yitaharenu. Ela behoroas coin. Vananu damino de kevan shekain. Also lovelets beheres shemitaros of itzisaso. Hilko. Shezek kotz of the shemila. Hale dovashen and miskaven sal tahara. There's only one action. That's true. But the Easter is not the action, Rabosai. What's the Easter? The result. The result that the patient is no longer negataras. Here too, he wants to get the pasuk. So he makes a hole. But what's the yisur? The result. What's the result? That there exists a beautiful opening in the guy's skin. This is sold in the Siv Chaim, the whole kundra of Sandom Hashem. Are you ready? Somebody beat me to the punch. He quotes the Kehilas Yaakov. Can we get Kehilas Yaakov? Stipler?
Yeah, in some fashion. I don't know if it's
on
Bar-Ilan.
I don't think it's. Is it Kilos on Bar-Ilan?
No.
Just check, but if not, go here, right?
Yeah,
it's Bar-Ilan. Yeah, check here. I think we got it once this morning.
Yeah. They've called that sphere.
Kilos.
Oh, yeah. This is Simon Bays. We go scroll back. Yeah. What's the Rambam? Mappas Mursa. I'm going through the whole discussion right now. He has some Kiveres Kasha. Subas. Maya Mappas Mursa of the Ve'aruch. Hossam is scabbard the mice, I see it's a Pesach. Elish Shablach is the Gufa. Shabbos Kuv Zayin. Asher Yerob is Eladas HaToysus. So the map is worse. Hope you don't mind the last half of that is crossed out. Which is a nice challenge. Yeah. So moving it over, we'll see if we can figure it out. The whole Tzilecha, Mipi Dov Hashem is scabbard. Mishum. The Lecha Kla Malocha Shal Asiyas Pesach. It's not one of the 39. Boho, the Chayav Al Asiyas Pesach, Mishum. Sheyesh b'zeh melechas boneh shemetaken b'zeh es ha. Who ain't a miskaver the shem binyan? Ela the ma'isa ha pesach b'levad. Was a nigga that was shem miskaver. He quotes the Rashba we just quoted. The stipler quotes this Rashba. We just read it again. We just read it. Oh. So he makes a comparison between Narashba and here. Came and etzem asiyas pesach. Ena malocha b'latz musa l'mashum shem shpom b'shem shem boneh. Shubachavim l'maysa pesach lo l'shem binyin. Havishabad avashen miskavei. Okay. Adkan, this is what I wanted to show you. This is all I wanted to show you for the moment. Much more to be said, but we'll leave that out for the moment. Pretty long. Okay. Adkan. It's important yourself. When I go back to this whole kuntres, I can't discuss everything with you, but some of the highlights in this beautiful sefer, the Sif Chaim, as the following yourself. He says, this is sort of the Rashba, the Rambam argues. Because the Rambam says, we saw the Rambam yesterday, what's called a davar shein miskaven. What does that mean? I'm doing a davar hamutal asos for the Shabbos. And while I'm doing it, something else may or may not happen. Vavua midvarov, says the Halig and the Sif Chaim on page Shin Sam of Beis in the Sefer. Iker a heter in miskaven mishum she osek bepu'ulas heter. Greira Samso, the Maisa Heter, it may lead to a charitz. It's the quote of the Rambam, Rabbi Kivegas writes. Mapis Mursa is a Machaven Mamish. It's only one Pula. Kivega, Tosis disagrees. This whole Yisro was the Rajba Kuflam and Gimel. So you have the Rajba and Tosis on one side. And the Rambam Rabbi Kivay on the other side. Wow. Oh. Now, goes further. He says, it seems to be a stira. Within one Tosfos, the Tosfos we saw yesterday, Rabosai, we saw yesterday. Let's just take a look. We saw the Tosfos yesterday it was in Yuma. We showed him on a Babli. We hear yesterday, if you recall. He quotes two lines in this long Tosis, and he claims they're contradictory. As the Aruch holds like Tosis against the Rambam. How so? But the Aruch proves his point from Shabbos Daf Kuf Gimel. Sikresh lo nichle is mutter. What do you mean? What do you mean, Ein Miskavim? He's doing mamash what he calls a pu'ulas harisha. Ten shikh legufa. There it is, at the Aruch holds, Rabbi Osai. This is what he tells us, quotes the Aruch over here. Yeah, right, the mat, watch this. I told the Shulshin, everyone's with me so far? Im la'achila could grow with snap post of Choshu, otu kulu lavli apasakaka, agamara, kuf gimel. Shimon, if Shimon says, no, I psik reisha, I get to next, to the next year, you have to, that's for the, alright, easy this way. Psik reisha, of the Arab the Chabad, and then a clue. Mikom akom, umashma, of the Arab the day, Chayev Chatas. Afagav, the aim of Skav, and the Apos Akarka. Chayev, why? Can a psikresha benenu? Okay? But over here, if it is his friend's karka, then it's psikresha lo nichle etzvot. Frank the Helig and the Simchai, wait a minute. There's no A and B over here. What's he doing? He's pulling out things from the ground. No. That's a mechavin. Must be no. Kevin the Likud Uzridin. Eno tsuras melechas charisha. V'rak hecha shenase b'kaka shomenes ria. Habi tikun. Again, it's the result. That's called enemy. And he wants to suggest over here on page Shin Samach Hey, that's Misvara that way. Why? Because according to Tosfos, the Ptura Ben Miskaven is Mishum Machshavto. Aruch says, Psik Reisha Lo Mahani Machshavto. Because Lo Nichole. According to the Rambam, the Ikah of Heter Ein Miskaven is your Osek Pulas Heter. So Psik Reisha is not Machshavto. But, you know, he calls it Nechsha Pulas or the Pulas Isser. What he calls, no, what I call the four Chad Maisim. Doesn't matter, Nichol or Nichol, it's a Bechonis Chakirim. Of course, he's going to come out according to him that the Aruch is, that the Rambam is against the Aruch, which we don't like, that the Chazanish against the Chayim, which is yesterday's Shir, and I'm going to tell you that. Oh. Watch this. Tosis, two Yesodis, Steer Tosis. First Tosis says that there's a Ptur of Machshevas. We saw that already before. We saw it yesterday. We'll see it again today. Tosfos says, I showed you today in Tosfos, Rabbi Osai, and Ephraim Aleph Mid Beis. Here he says as follows. Hocha lemolechas Machshevas Osra Torah. You see, Rabbi Yudah Dabash and Miskav and Mutim and Daraisa. That's Tosfos' first result. Okay, in this context, Rabbi Osai, in this context, Mapis Mursa, Rabbi Osai, where's Mapis Mursa? Where is it? The odds are not so good. Is it here somewhere? Just scan down.
Yeah, there.
Where? Oh, show.
Five lines and where you are at the bottom.
Oh, he says, "Saradala chamin rabbiu la mechayim lach sheitzir legufa al v'dava shemeskavim v'yadayim kon mapis mursa shemeskavim lepesach rebbeinu shalom a stira galuya in the same tosus here I thought it was like a bikivayim that's mapis mursa v'yadayim in shir legufa later on he called it a psikresha for isti on the mafarshim b'zeh." It's the quote what I'm saying, it's Gavaldic, Gavaldic. Tosfos themselves hold like the Rambam. And they have an old map as Mursa as Mischav and Mamsh, nor the Pula. According to the Aruch, who doesn't hold that way, he brings a riot up from Gimel. Therefore, it's a Psik Resha, as they explain later on. Wow. Chiddush Gadol. So, on both sides, there's more to talk about this beautiful sefer, but I feel I am crying to start building a prop because we keep. Maybe we'll come back a little tomorrow. I can't pull myself away. But let's right now start bone. Let's start bone. The sugya of bone starts at both sides on the ayin dalid, ayin gimel, rather ayin gimel and base. The very beginning of the malachus, the first marmok on your sheet, ayin gimel and base. And I reserve the right, perhaps, to go back a little bit to Sikresha tomorrow. But officially, the sun is going right now. And we really had Mappas Mursa's bone, but not a bone of problem. So the Gemara in Gimel and Beis is as follows. Look inside, please. Horsalo gav shushis hudatolam. What's the gav shushis? It's Rashi Telkot, a little mound of dirt. The bias chai mishum bone, sada mishum chorish. Horsalo guma v'timimah, there's a little bit of a ditch, a hole, and he filled it up. Rabbi's chai mishum bone, sada mishum chorish. What's the common denominator between removing a mound and filling up a hole? Zot Rashi. Guma v'timimah v'ofer haino choresh, she'ofer shemilivo havei rafi v'tovuz v'yot, v'hishvo l'karka, Leos Nizra Masad, use the word Hishvah the Karka. What's Hishvah the Karka? This reminds us of a phrase we'll see later on called Ashruye Gumos. Ashruye Gumos means you are, or Ashruye Karka, you are flattening out the ground. That's a very serious problem. A very serious problem. And therefore, the reason why you're put there is the right considerations for Kalkel. It's ain't Shrichel Gufa, but if not for that, would be considered to be Bonetas Hishvah Lekarka. Fine. Rabosai. The poskim assume that this gavshushis has to be something which is connected to the ground. What will happen? I'll just give an example. Someone's playing football, and the football's on the ground, and I remove the football from the ground. Oh, now the ground is smooth. Is that the Isser of Bona? What do you say? Yes or no?
Ridiculous.
Has to be connected to the ground. Now we'll see the details of how it's connected to the ground. Open up, please, the Simon Shin Beis in Mishnah Berurah, please. Shin Beis. These new Ma'amar Kol are going to last for a long time. No rush to go through them, because it's, we'll have to say some temporary supplements. But this is a bone of a patish sosa. Obviously, you can't do it all next time. Hopefully, extra time to plan, to prepare ahead. Gave you a long sheet. I want to thank Dov for the masterful job. Okay. What's it say over here? Rabosai. Shin Beis, Sif Vov. We should really see the Gemara first. Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. See the Gemara first. Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. See how it ties into our Gemara on Ayin Gimel. Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Omer Abaye, halfway down. The Tamer of Yudah, Titch Al Gabi Raglo. Remember, in those days, you know, there was no sidewalks, there was no paved roads, it was just all dirt. And you have mud on your foot, on your shoe. Bekancho Bekarga, Ve'en Bekancho Bekosa. You should wipe it off on the ground and not on the wall. Rabba, my timer. The koisel omer should the bezik kavona. Hopin chaklo. What kind of language is that? What does it mean? Ah, it's not serious. It's not real binyan. So it's gonna lower over the kankel bekosa. Then the kankel bekarka. Okay. Why? Here's the alert. Dilma osi lashvuye gumos. That's the phrase I showed you before. Lashvuye gumos. You may come to smooth out various holes in the ground. Itmar mabre ravina ama echazem echazem osir apapa ama echazem echazem mutter mabre ravina v'may mekanchele mekanchele v'kora Rashi v'kora v'eitz mutal ala karka. You don't wipe it not on the ground, not on the wall, on a piece of wood. Wood is somehow better than a kosel, which is made presumably from avon. Okay, adkan suga segimah. Now, just go. Let's quickly look let's just look at Tosis just for a minute. Demas la shuliyeh gumos. Afal gab the rabbis shuliyeh the sofer beis the beta. But dava shen miskav and krab shemin. We now have kids doing this. So they roll the walnuts. So can't do it. You're so involved in the game if you get it Shabbos. Not politically correct in Noshim anymore. But we'll say, we'll substitute your love. Okay? So, but whoever's going to forget it's Shabbos and playing the game, you can't do it. You're going to forget. So here too. Okay. Now back to the Shulchan Aruch. Simon Shin Bei Sifov, but this Gemara is quoted. Skipping his stuff, you look on the rush goes back and forth. How is your passing in the Shalom? Let's go right to the time. Does not allow to go with that right now. Quick to the Shulchan Aruch. Kidshal Araglo, Amenolov, Mechanical Bakosa, Avalo Bakaka. We pass him. Dilma also that Shuya Gumas. Okay. Vyesh Shaosa Afakosel. The different sheets in the Gemara. Vyesh Shemata Mishnei, the Rosh. The three, we saw there are three different sheets. We've got four sheets. Okay. Ad kan, what it says in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shin Beis, Mishnah Berurah Chav Zayin. Apakosu shal avonim, shunim merzik emosim al avinyin u mechazgo. Udidei, e mekach al bekora, o al gabe ebe, because that doesn't look like a building or anything, just a pole in the, up there. Vuadin, the shari bekosu shal eitz. It's a wood wall, it's okay. Why is a wood wall okay? Why is a wood wall okay? Why? 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 Obviously, it's not considered to be like bone. Why? There's no shaykhus. That's what they especially use today. There's no shaykhus between the mud and the piece of wood. They're totally different elements. If it's mud in a rock, or mud in the ground for sure, okay, they're brothers or cousins. Am I right in that expression? The mud is a brother of the floor, which is made from dirt. That's a cousin of rocks. Yeah. But wood? A very distant relative. There's nothing to do with wood and mud, and unrelated to each other. There's no shaykhus. Not because you don't consider this, oh, now you have a thicker piece of wood that has mud on it. Unrelated to each other. Oh. So Rabosai, what will happen if you have some mud, some spritz, I know something about, you know, a car came and spritzed on the outside, and there's mud on the wall. Pashu should be able to remove it, according to this, because there's no shakas. What will happen, Rabosai? Something gets stuck on the floor. The example I saw in the Sefer Binyan Shabbos, they call it mastic. Who knows what mastic means?
Chewing gum.
That sticks. Many times in my house there was mastic on the floor. Kids are growing up. So we quote Rabbi Israel Arbach, who's very close to him, the son of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Bayit Pagan. Mustard to remove the mastic from the floor. Ibn Domuk. No shaykhus. No shaykhus in a piece of gum or some other kind of food that's stuck on the floor and the floor itself. Fine, no problem. Not sure though, what about mud on a floor? I thought that mud, I said, is a brother of the dirt floors of yesteryear. A cousin of a rock wall they used to have. But most of us don't have rock floors. The floor we have in this room. You call this a rock? We call this a linoleum? Pile? No shaykhis of mud to this. If I'm saying it was a rock, some rock floors.
Yeah.
Then I think mud would be too close, would have more of a shaykhis. I think it should be okay in this kind of situation. Interesting. I think it's better than rock. Yeah. Could be marble is more like rock. I don't know what he said.
We put them in as tiles, meaning it's not like you dug a hole in the ground, smoothed it out in your house, and that caused you the floor. You brought it in from somewhere and ostensibly paid a lot of money for it.
I'm sure you did.
So it's not, I wouldn't necessarily call it.
You would call it rock?
I definitely wouldn't call it mud.
No, I understand. But the question will be, if you have a rock floor, there are such things, rock floor. I mean,
when you have mud on it, so then the issue is, if it's a problem, you might come to remove it, or you won't notice it. Mm-hmm. Here, you're always going to take it off, because it doesn't belong there. There's no shaykhus to your floor.
Even though marble is made from rock, it should still be more like this tile in our room. I'm asking to you. Maybe plain old-fashioned rock is different. Oh. So now let's turn to the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Yud Gimel, Sif Yud. Same sugya continues. Shin Yud Gimel, Sif Yud. It's based on the Gemara of Masechta Erevin on the Kuf Dal. I guess we should look in the Gemara. Why not? We'll have opportunity to do it. We should do it. The Gemara talks about this din that's found over here in the sugya. It's on the Mar Makom, so we haven't seen it yet. Let's just take it from here. Boskin melech al gabe kevesh v'shur shalo yachliku. You know what the kevesh is? You say it in davening every day. All of a kevesh, what's a kevesh? A ramp. The ramp to the Mizbeach. It was slippery. Why is it slippery? What fell on the ramp? Blood. Blood is slippery, you know? Right? You put salt in it, you know, salt increases the traction. Right? Everyone knows this. B'mikdash in, b'medina lo. Why? Presumably, it's the Rabbanan. And she was b'mikdash, right? Or b'mini, chodzesh in iskakab b'mei mekshamim, maybe teven umardebo. Wait a minute. Here it's not, this is not, this is in the Medina, it's not in the base of Middash. You can put Tevin. What's Tevin? Everyone says Tevin. Some kind of straw. Shani Tevin. The low Mavatale. Why you're not Mavatale? Because Rashi explains that you can use it. Right? We know what that Tevin, I believe. Tevin is used as food. Watch this. The loma vatale, v'leka v'shemashruya gumos, the malachu v'shabes. We saw that expression here in Masechta Shabbos. Tavi kibidin. Why not? The midi dechazi l'machal behema. This straw is excellent food for the animals. All the titachomos and other use. Loma vatale hosa. Avo melach, v'shem nidras v'regel, lo chazi. Only matter it where? In the Mikdash, and shows for Mikdash. Adka. So Rabosai, let's open a look at Shin Yud Gimel Sifu. Let's see what it says. Look inside. Chotzesh in his kalkla, the name make Shamim. Yochol is his botemen. Velo choshiv kemosif alabinyim. Right, as we just saw, it's not called, the expression most of opinion is right over here, most of opinion, okay? It's a question of Shabbos, or not on Shabbos, make this is based in Mikdash. That's a whole question. If you look at the footnotes in the Tur, they have a taina against the Tur, why he follows the East, the Nakhle, Mishim Shabbos, is Velohi, to Abachol, and some of the Tur, and Shulchan Aruch follow East, the Nakhle. It's a Shabbos man, not a based in Mikdash man. But if you look in the footnote, if you have an answer, let me know. In any event, this quote over here. Not most of the bit. It says the Mishnah Berurah Nun Hei. Mishnah Delo Mevatel Lehosam. The Chazi Lemachal Behem Ol Etit. Got it from Rashi. Avol Dover. I'm talking about Tevin. Avol Dover the Mevatel Lehosam on Tit Vechol Etzroros, mud, sand, or pebbles. Osir. Ikim Mishnah Ashruya Gumos. The daft ocha should bowl a sack and a chotzer also. The dumb of the binyan. Our binyan acher, kimo, watch this now. Go to the log in the fazer, chol, babok, and babais, get the chassos a rope, shori. So shori, the chassos a rope, eifer, shinyan, kemon, she'enon, mechav, and the binyan. Not politically correct to talk about this right now, but there were those who had rope, there were people with, what's the word used? Expectorate? Is that the official word they're supposed to use for that?
I think so. Yeah.
All right, something like that. So, and they'll cover it up with some stuff. That's mud. What's the difference between the two? What's the difference? So now, we really have to stop in a minute. Let me tell you what am I doing here? Why am I discussing this here, right now? This happens to us. Things. I'm going to show you a source. Just end with this last source for today, and we'll analyze it tomorrow. See what the post will say about it. This can very easily happen in the upcoming winter months. The winter months are about to come upon us. All right, we're already holding, you know, in that time of the year, end of October. The winter is going to be upon us quite soon. So we have over here a fascinating discussion. In page in Shmir Shabbos, where we are? Where is it?
The second to last.
There. Very good. Use the page like this way, get down. Ace Hatzorich, Mutu Lefano Sheleg, Minarachov, Amanas Limnoa Hachlakas, Haovrim Vishavim Shah. Where do you get it from? You remove the snow? Where do you get it from? I got the source. Aim is a Mishavisa Bona, look in Shin Yud Gimel, Mishavuras of Cotton Nun Hay. Talking about removing it, I guess, with a shovel, or pizur hamelach by putting salt on it. Okay, he does point that right both sides. Oh, sorry. Before, he's talking about you can put melach efer ochol ruchol shidiskasa kerach. What's kerach, Rabbi Osai? Ice. Ice. You can slip and break your neck. Oh, shemen. Oil spills. Oh, so dangerous. Im loach lokas aholkim sham. Hu sherechov salul. Paved, right? Oberut saf. Which spaza is floored. Why must it be floored? Im lokein yesh chashash al ashuye gumos doraisa. Lohut al isur de rabbanon. Why the matter the rabbanans? We had it before. Naf membeis, mokom nezer karabim. We saw it quoted earlier. The matter the rabbanans. Rabosai, is this a good comparison? Well, he brings me a raya over here. Shin yud gimel nunhe. Let's talk about roke. We was covering one localized area which has some roke on it. Here, you're covering the entire wide area which is covered with either snow or ice or oil. It's not the same thing. Why not? Because
if the issue is Ashuri Gumos, then who cares if it's in one spot or if it's the whole thing? And if it's not Ashuri Gumos, then what's the
question? Here's the answer. There's an issue which is called Tikkun HaKarka. That may apply to a wide range or not just one little spot. Rabbi Osai, I want to go late. We'll stop here. We should, tomorrow, back to regular schedule. I apologize for the earlier start today. I'll say another shiur downstairs. So, Mitzvah tomorrow will continue with Sugya Bona. I reserve the right. Go back to the Siv Chaim and have a little final stab of integration, maybe.